You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Obviously, the Blue Jays have already been busy this offseason, but we know that the winter meetings is when things really take off in general as far as the hot stove season comes. First week in December coming up outside of Washington, D.C. Generally, what is the, and I guess generally we would have to look back 1 year as opposed to a deeper history with the Blue Jays because of the newer front office. But what do you think Shapiro and Atkins, what's their approach when they head into a winter meetings?
I think they're going to continue to look for these kind of low risk, kind of medium sized reward type contracts, kind of the ones that you've seen Kendrys Morales sign with the Jays, similar to what the Toronto did last year with Jay Happ on that 3-year deal that worked out very well for them, but was heavily criticized at the time. I think those are the type of kind of mid-level free agents that they're going to target, guys who they can get on relatively short term. I don't think you're going to see this group right now make a really bold move and hand out a 5-6-year deal to a free agent, and I don't think you're going to see them make a major move in terms of adding a big name player that's going to cost a lot of prospect capital in return. I think they're going to try and use the resources they have at their disposal right now, and they have some money to spend, but I think they're going to kind of evenly distribute that throughout the roster as opposed to making a big splash like you would kind of see a team make wherever Edwin Encarnacion and maybe even a guy like Jose Bautista ends up this offseason.
As we get closer to the winter meetings in early December down in Washington, D.C., the Baltimore Orioles have a couple of important needs to try to get themselves back to the postseason. Mark Trumbo is their first priority. He's out there on the free agent market, has been looking for a 4-year or potentially even a 5-year deal. The Orioles are still making him one of their priorities to play either right field, first base, and DH, that role there. They're also looking to get a little bit more athletic in the outfield. A left-handed bat is more preferable from that side. Michael Saunders is a free agent out there. He's a guy that has been spoken about. Colby Rasmus is another player. Dexter Fowler, they went and tried to sign in 2016. They'll try to at least entice him there, and that's not as likely. A guy like Ian Desmond is another name mentioned in that outfield, but they're hopeful they'll find an upgrade there. They're also looking to upgrade at the catcher spot. They could try to re-sign Matt Wieters, although it's likely he gets more money elsewhere. Got names like Nick Hundley to pair behind the plate with Caleb Joseph are the names that we've heard most recently. One of the busier teams as we head towards the winter meetings in early December down in the Washington, D.C. area, the New York Yankees, who have been busy so far. You look at what they did at the trade deadline in trading Aroldis Chapman and Andrew Miller. They're looking to do some of the same as they get into the winter. They've already traded Brian McCann and saved several million dollars in that area. Look for Brett Gardner to be on the move as well. He's a guy that several teams are out there and are interested in. If they're able to move Gardner as well with that savings, they can do a lot with it. They certainly are going to look to fill the DH role. Carlos Beltran and a return back to the Bronx is a possibility. Edwin Encarnacion, potentially at first base and DH, has been mentioned. So look for them to be active on the offensive front. They could also use a starting pitcher to replace Nathan Eovaldi. Guys like Rich Hill and Jason Hamill are certainly in their sights. We'll see how active the Yankees decide to get on the free agent market as we get closer to December.
What is generally the Rays' approach to the winter meetings and the craziness that can happen over 4 days?
What I've seen them do is carry out a lot of conversation. They like to test the market. They like to see what other clubs are willing to talk with them about. I don't know necessarily that I would expect that they would pull the trigger on deals. And again, you know, as we begin our great prognostications here, as soon as we think they'll do something, something else happens. But given history and the mindset of what I see the front office here, I think they're very methodical about that. They know that there's not necessarily any great hurry to do that. Clubs are always looking for pitching. I think they feel they can deal from that perspective and wait and make sure that they get the best in return that they can get for the pitching that they're willing to give up.
As we head in towards the winter meetings in early December down in Washington, D.C., A couple of needs for the Boston Red Sox are things that they'll have to prioritize with their front office. The first thing is to replace David Ortiz at designated hitter. A couple of names that have been mentioned out there. Carlos Beltran would be a perfect fit there in Boston. Edwin Encarnacion would be a little bit more money to spend out there, but he's another name. Jose Bautista, staying in the American League East, taking him from Toronto, are all names that have been mentioned. They need help in the bullpen as well, leading up to Craig Kimbrell. Setting up for him, guys like Brad Ziegler are out there. They had Ziegler already. Koji Uehara is a free agent. They could try to re-sign him. Look for them to kick the tires on a Sergio Romo type of reliever as well. They also need starting pitching. It's likely they go down the trade front. Dave Dombrowski has former ties to the Detroit Tigers. Justin Verlander has been a name that has been mentioned as of late.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.